Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Suzlon Limited Q1 FY27 post-results conference call hosted by Vasuvi Financial Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management team, we have Mr. Santosh Kumar Shah, Chairman and Promoter, Mr. Satyakam Basu, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Vicky Kumar, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, a short reminder: some of what is said on this call will be forward-looking. Those statements reflect our current expectations and are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ. The company does not undertake to update them. Our earnings presentation was filed with the exchange yesterday and is on the website. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satyakam Basu, Chief Executive Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. You know, when we listed our company in September 2025, we had committed that we will be coming to all of you on a quarterly basis, which is purely optional, but we decided to be transparent with all of you, keep you all posted and apprised of all the developments that are happening, and we have maintained it so far, and we will do it. So today's call is part of the same commitment where we want to communicate to you whatever we have achieved in the quarter one and how we see the market going forward. I'm sure there are some people who may be joining us today for the first time. So just for a kind of a quick retro check, you know, we are basically an energy infrastructure company. We are operating across three verticals: the general power transmission and distribution, the solar EPC, and niche engineering products. These are our main three lines to work. We have been in this sector for well over 17 years and have a team of more than 1,000 people. We are, in fact, India's largest manufacturer of fault passage indicators, devices that dramatically reduce power outage duration on distribution networks, with a domestic market share of over 50%. The quality of our order book is one of our defining strengths. The large majority of our business is with sovereign-backed government entities or companies rated AAA, AA, like Tata's and everybody. So this gives us a strong payment security across all our projects. Now, let me come to the quarter one financial results. Now, this has been our strongest-ever first quarter in our life. The revenue from operation was 78.40 crore, with a growth of 32% year-on-year of 59.41 crore in Q1 2025-26. What I find much more satisfying is, of course, the growth of the top line is there, that we have delivered this growth without compromising on the bottom line. Our EBITDA came at almost 12 crore, with a margin of 15.3% as compared to 14.98% of 8.9 crore last year. There is a 35% growth in EBITDA, with a margin improvement of 32 basis points. And sustaining and improving margin while growing revenue at 32% is something that the whole team has worked very hard on, and I hereby want to acknowledge everybody's effort towards it. The profit after tax was at 7.5 crore, which was again up 30% as compared to 5.78 crore in the same quarter last year. On a consolidated basis, including our share of the associate entity, net profit was 7.54 crore. The finance cost for the quarter was 2.45 crore, which is a little higher than last year, of course, because everything is going up in terms of revenue, in terms of, you know, business, etc. And this reflects our working capital being invested to mobilize and ramp up our various projects. We have this one big project which is going on, apart from many others. And as the project moves it into bulk billing phase, the working capital cycle will improve further, and the cost will normalize. Coming to the revenue mix, Power transmission distribution and the smart grid contributed to 46.32 crore this quarter, approximately 59% of the total revenue, compared to 27% of Q1 FY26, which was at 16.34 crore. Solar EPC contributed to 32 crore, 41% of our revenue. This mix reflects our execution is concentrated where it is concentrated right now, driven by strong progress on our big project. Our solar portfolio has also been evolving. We have been thoughtfully repositioning it towards mandates that carry better structures, longer contract terms, and recurring revenue streams rather than purely one-off EPC mode, which we were following before. I will come to an example later, which we have on an order which we got, and which is a good example towards this direction. Our order book remains very robust. As of 30th June, it stood at 807 crore, approximately 2.7 times our full year last year, FY26 revenue. As you know, we clocked around 300 crore last year, so 807 crore is approximately 2.7 times of that. At our current pace of execution, this represents approximately two and a half years of contracted work already in hand, but as we progress, we are going to get more and more and more orders. One order which I want to mention here is the RDSS order in Patna, which is a smart grid project for the Government of Bihar distribution utility, which is being an RDSS, is being centrally funded. It's a very comprehensive mandate covering infrastructure, equipment, software, communication, and is now in active execution with progress tracking well. Our qualified bid pipeline stands over 1,350 crore, with tenders at the final stage exceeding 1,200 crore. Fresh awards in Q1 was 58.37 crore, and we expect more order inflow so that we can become materially stronger in the second half of the year as utility tendering activity picks up following the annual budget cycles. Q1 normally in all of India is the lighter quarter out of the four, but even if we have shown a strong result in that quarter, it shows the depth of our resources and our ability. When you talk about the new three orders that we have got in this quarter, it's across three states. It's not from one source. It is from Bihar, which is a 56 crore project, absolutely new kind of a work where we are going under the UALS scheme of PM Surya Ghar, which is a combo of CapEx and RESCO basis. We have to build the plants over the approximately 9 months, and then we have a 10-year service contract from the commercial operation starting that date. This is the first time we have a recurring revenue stream of this kind of in our books. Earlier, we were purely an EPC company. The second came from Odisha. It was for our specialized product, which is basically fault passage indicator and data communicator units, which is delivered in 75 days. This adds a new utility to our growing FPI customer base. And third came from Madhya Pradesh, where we got a similar order from FPI of 3.37 crore, where it has to be integrated directly into the SCADA control center at Indore, including 5 years of AMC. So what you can see that we are now spreading our wings across other states, especially in FPI, and which is a very, very good sign for time to come. Because this FPI and the niche product is a fastest growing segment and where we, as I said, already control more than 50% of the market, so we see a huge potential here. In fact, what we did last year, we have got more order than that in the quarter one itself, so you can understand how this is going to change our bottom line very, very soon and in a very effective way. Each new utility we add matters beyond the individual order value. You may say, "What is an order value of 3 crore?" But for this kind of product, where we are entering a new segment, a new customer, this shows that it has a great future going ahead. And once all the DISCOMs start using it actively, we will seriously going to ramp up this business. As FPI grows as a share of our total revenue, our overall margin profile improves as well. because this segment carries significantly better margin than our EPC business. Apart from FPI, which is a fault passage indicator, our auto reclosers and section analyzers are also gaining traction with a meaningful pipeline building for these products across multiple states. Now, I want to share something very interesting with all of you. We are now very active and very close to entering two new verticals. One is of transmission, where a couple of tenders are in the final stage of finalization, and I will be very happy to share with you very soon the first breakthrough, which we are expecting really coming through. And we are also, after all analysis and detailed homework, have started entering the battery energy storage system, the BESS, which is now, you know, very well and very widespreadly spoken nowadays. As India scales its solar and wind capacity, storage becomes a structure which is necessary. And our position across both the distribution grid and the renewable space places us well to participate in this emerging opportunity. So BESS and transmission both are expected to be a very meaningful revenue contributor from second half this year to the next year onwards. You know, if you remember, we had given a guidance of achieving a revenue target of 1,000 crore in FY28. We do stand by that. Three things give us that confidence. A, of course, the demand. We have more opportunity in our pipeline than we can pursue. And it is, our constraint is not on the execution capacity or working capital, but it was always on business availability, and now that has opened up. Our resources are in place. Our financial facilities are adequate to take us forward to this thing. And our trajectory is also building. So we have already organized necessary finances, what will be coming. We have got the sanctions, which are, we are keeping it aside for the growth to come. We have got people in place. And when we see in the H2, the inflow of the order start accelerating, the new from new segments like transmission, BESS, along with our existing segments, then we feel 1,000 crore of FY28 is actually a reality. One thing, as we all know, you know, our kind of business is more outdoor. And of course, the outdoor kind of business has a seasonality. There will be rains, there will be, you know, cold, there will be all kind of thing. So what is important is being, as I mentioned earlier, Q1 is always the smallest quarter. But there's a consistent pattern that we have seen. So we are very sure that we will be achieving our desired and business plan numbers by end of this year, and we don't see any problem over there. Coming to the last part, you know, we have already in Q1 of FY27, we have started well, and as you know, Hub began is already well done, and so that we see a lot of the future coming in. I will now hand over to Mr. Santosh Shah, our Honorable Chairman and Managing Director, for his remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Basu Sahab. Good afternoon to everyone on the call. We are listed on BSE, SNE both, but we have always seen ourselves as a main board company. Quarterly results, earning calls, structured investors communication. We want to build these habits now so that when we reach the main board, it is second nature and not an adjustment. We want our investors to see that journey and be part of it. On Q1, we have delivered year-on-year growth in revenue, EBITDA and PAT, and the execution momentum on the ground is very strong. A portion of billing moved into Q2, and Q2 will carry both its own numbers as well as the slippage. On financial position, I want to give you the complete picture. Our customer collection during the quarter was rupees 100 crores against the revenue of 78 crores, which has helped bring trade receivable down by 10 crores. That is encouraging progress on something we said we would focus on. At the same time, our borrowings have moved up from 68 crores to 91 crores, an increase of 23 crores drawn to fund working capital for the Patna project. This additional borrowing is working capital for Patna project. Trade creditors came down from 53 crores to 30 crores as we paid to our suppliers, and our fixed deposit grew from 50 crores to 68 crores funded from internal accruals. So the picture is of a business that is actively executing, managing its working capital cycle and building financial strength alongside growth. Not everything is perfect yet, but it is clearly moving in the right direction. I want to share the bigger picture of where this business is heading. We said FPI would gain traction this year, and new orders, which Basu Saab has described, are visible proof of that. We are in active discussion with government at central level about mass adoption of FPI across DISCOMs. Many DISCOMs have independently started floating tenders, and there are some very big tenders in our pipeline that we are positioning for. Our new products, Compact FPI, is at an advanced stage, and we will be launching it very shortly. Our vacuum circuit breakers are also at an advanced stage of development. Work on RMU is progressing in parallel. Additionally, we are in discussion with several technology companies for technology transfer arrangements in some of these product categories, which will help us accelerate timelines and broader our offerings. As each of these milestones is reached, we will make a proper announcement to the market. Now, this Patna project is building deep capability inside the organization in SCADA and ADMS. We have already started bidding for SCADA and ADMS projects in other states, and we expect this to be a growing segment for us moving forward. As I have said in previous earning calls, the transmission will start contributing to our revenue this financial year. We are holding for that, and the first breakthrough is very close. On BESS, we stepped back for a period when the market conditions were uncertain. That was a considered and deliberate decision. This time, we have come to re-engage. We have identified specific tenders. Our teams are working on the bids, and we will be submitting them very shortly. We are committed to building a meaningful position in BESS. On solar, market has evolved and we have moved with it. Projects that used to come on pure EPC terms, especially the rooftop projects, are now coming on RESCO or CAPEX plus RESCO mode. And we have adapted to it early, started bidding on those terms. Bihar NVPTCL order is the first result of that shift. We are bidding on similar structure in several other states and expect good business to come from this going forward. To close, the order book is strong, the product business is accelerating, new segments are opening up, and the financial position is being actively managed. The rupees 1,000 crore target for financial year 2028 is a plan we are executing. We will keep you informed every quarter, completely and on time. Thank you. We are now ready for your questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, you may press star and one now. Your first question comes from the line of Vaibhav Mishra with Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good job in Q1. I think, sir, we have achieved margins of 15.3% in Q1. So I just wanted to ask, are these margins sustainable and what kind of consolidated margins can we expect for the medium term, like 2-3 years, going to FY28 and FY29? And, sir, what kind of closing order book are we expecting by the end of this financial year?
We'll maintain.
See, Vaibhav, this question about margin, we have already said that the kind of business which we are into, the kind of efficiency and the kind of process and systems which we have developed internally, we are very much confident of maintaining such margins. That is not going to be a challenge. This will be further... it will get help from our this product business, which is growing. As I said, and Basu Saab also said, that whatever order we executed for products in entire financial year last year, we have received that much order in Q1 itself. So these things are going to contribute, and we are very much confident that this margin will be will remain sustained. And what was your next closing order book? Closing order book is something very difficult to say in numbers. The existing tenders which we have bid, which are in pipeline, is around 1,350 crores, and we have got a strike rate of around 15-20%. So this is for the tenders which we have bid now. But there are many tenders which we will be bidding. So very difficult to say order book. And one more thing which I would like to say here. Our kind of business, we are not at all dependent on order. There is enough business which is available in the market, and booking orders is not a challenge. Challenge will be executing it in time, getting the payment realized and all. So from order booking, I say we are not at all worried about. Enough business is there.
All right. Sir, and regarding this evaluation process, I think in the last call, we had applied around 1,200 crores of orders, which were expecting the results, which the results were being expected. So have those orders finalized, and how much have we got from that 1,200 crores?
Out of those 1,200 crores, the... And how much we have received?
70 crores
is what has been awarded to us. Few of them are under evaluation. Few of them are, you know, it will take again, I think, a month or two to get the final, picture that whether it is coming to us or we are losing it.
But our strike rate will be close to 20-25%, correct, sir? Our strike rate will be... out of those 1,200 crores, our strike rate will be close to 20-25%. I mean, we can expect 200-250 crores of order. Okay, 15-20.
15-20%.
Okay. And sir, another question is regarding receivables. I think after Q4, we had around 150-160 crores kind of receivables number. So could you please tell me the receivables number after Q1?
It is 149 crores.
149. All right, sir. And sir, regarding the one small question regarding FY27, the target that we had set around 600 crores of revenue. So I think we are on track, correct, sir?
Oh, yes. As we said, we are going to maintain the momentum which is there in the company, the growth.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kamal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, my question was on the FY27 guidance. We had in the previous concourse guided for 600 crores for FY27, which was 100% year-on-year growth from FY26. So I understand the seasonality in the business, and Q1 is usually very low. So probably quarterly comparison is not fair. But what I want to understand, what was the reason we only grew by 30% in Q1 year-on-year basis? And how confident are we still of achieving that 600 guidance for the revenue for FY27?
Your question is in two parts. First, I would like to answer your second part. We are fully confident of achieving the momentum which we have given and the guidance which you understand. Now, the reason for this Q1 to be a bit slow is because in this quarter only, we started our Patna project. And at start, there are always some teething problems. So those teething problems, because of which there was a revenue which was to be booked in the month of June, which got slipped over, and it is going to appear in quarter two. So that is purely because of some initial teething issues which crop up in any project. That is one of the reasons. And second, one small reason also contributed, though we have addressed it, because of this raw material prices and all, there is some kind of delays from suppliers. There is a shortage of materials. So that is not big, but it has contributed a bit to this slippage. So it is not shortfall. It is a kind of deferment or slippage from this quarter.
All right. Yeah. I'm from Patna, so I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Kamal.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Mehendale with Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my first question is on revenue, segmental revenue. So whenever we hit, say, 1,000 crores of revenue, what do you expect our revenue split by segment?
See, we can give you a tentative figure. Power transmission and distribution will contribute around 40%, 40%-45%. And similar contribution we should expect from solar also. And the rest 10% will come from other businesses, including product.
Right, sir. And the product revenue will be what percentage?
Product revenue, our target is that we should take it up to 10%. We are working on it. And that is the ideal milestone which we have kept in our mind that till financial year 28, the product should contribute around 10% of the total revenue.
Right, sir. And for FY27, what type of margins do you expect, EBITDA margins? 27, 28, both?
Oh, it will remain same. As we have said, that there will be not much deviation or not much changes in the margins.
Right, sir. And the last question is on the do you have any plans for fund equity raise?
As on date, we are not having. But if there arises any such requirement, we will definitely come. But as on date, we do not foresee any such requirement right now.
As in FY27, you don't see, and maybe FY28, you will look at it, or how do you see? I mean,
it all depends on how the business is moving. Today, for financial year 27, we are fully resourced. Even for financial year 28, also for 1,000 crores, we are fully resourced. There is no need unless and until something unplanned crops up. So as on date, we do not have any plan for equity fundraising in financial year 28 also.
Right, sir. And lastly, on the debt side, how do you see our debt levels in FY28 year-end?
See, FY27 or 28, you are saying?
28, 28.
28, see, today, I'll give you a picture. Today, we are having a debt of around 91 crores. 91 crores. And we are getting it further increased up to 100?
1.2 ratio of the sales. Now it is 0.63. It will be max up to 1.
So the debt equity ratio, which is 0.63 today, we will try to restrict it, or we will not try to go it anything beyond 1.1 or 1.2 maximum. And that will serve our purpose also.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Saurabh Jain with Sequent Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Saurabh Jain, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
So, first of all, congratulations for good set of numbers.
Mr. Saurabh Jain, you are not clearly audible. If you are using any other mode, may we request you to use the handset, please?
Okay. No, I will reconnect. No
problem. Thank you. As there is no clear line for Mr. Saurabh Jain, we'll move on to our next question. Our next question comes from Ravi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My first question is that are we looking for some markets outside like Sri Lanka, etc.?
Yes, good evening, Mr. Devi. Yes, we are exploring business in the international arena also. We are specifically working, and in fact, it is at a very initial stage. We have started exploring the opportunities in Africa. In Sri Lanka, we haven't seen any opportunity, but yes, Africa we have started.
Right, sir. My second question is, sir, this order book and that you are projecting and the various orders that you keep getting, so these orders that you
Ravi, sir, sorry to interrupt. We are losing your audio. Your line is breaking.
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah.
This is much better, yes.
The order book of 807, all these orders, these figures, without...
Really sorry to interrupt, Ravi sir. Again, your line is breaking. I request you to
hello.
Get into a proper.
I think I could make out your question. You confirm whether your question is that this 807 crores is with GST or without GST.
That's correct, sir. That's correct.
So the 807 crores is without GST. This is the net order value.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Divyansh Jaju with Trinetro Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. So my first question was about, like, can you help me understanding like how the qualification cycle goes for if we are entering into any new state or new project? So how the process goes and how the timeline it takes to make the first order, and after the making first order, how that like our when repeat rate for that business improve, or like how the thing goes?
Can you come again? Second part of the question. First, I go to that. What is the eligibility criteria for entering, and what was the next part?
Like after we get approved in a particular state or project, so our the win rate for the business, like we apply for the order in the pipeline. So
yes.
It get improved, or like how it is there?
I'll give you a, see, whenever these kind of projects which we are executing, it has got certain eligibility criteria, and these eligibility criteria are on two parameters. One is technical and one is financial. So we keep on exploring what all projects are there, and if we are not meeting eligibility criteria on ourselves, so what we do, we make joint venture with some qualifying partner and we bid as a joint venture. And in now we have devised a new process also, where we rope in a PSU whom we have partnered with, and we make them bid for the project, and then we take that project from that PSU on back-to-back basis. So these 2-3 models are there based on which we execute or which we bid in a new tenders and new areas. Now, second question, what is our strike rate? In any new state, wherever we are entering, our strike rate is quite low because we do not have that kind of penetration. So we can say around 30 to 40% is our 10 to 15% remains our you know, strike rate. And once we start executing, we have got good inroads, we have got good information and penetration into the system, our strike rate increases. Strike rate means whatever is the tender which we have bid and how much we are able to win out of it.
Okay. And second question was around like the order book which we have of 807 CR. Like in how many quarter or years we will be able to complete this?
See, the majority of our orders which we are executing, the project completion time is 24 months. That 18 to 24 months it varies. So the existing order of 807 crores, we see a visibility of 18 to 24 months for this. But again, there will be a few fresh orders also which will come. So all these orders, new existing orders plus new bookings, they will contribute towards the revenue.
Okay, and like the order book which we have, like how is the difference between like from the repeat customer or any new customer which we have like any added from which we will be getting order like, of this particular 800 CR?
Majority of these orders are from our existing customers. You can say these are, most of them are our repeat customers, except few.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Bhagat with Tata Digital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So first of all, congratulations on great numbers. I actually wanted to understand more on trade receivables. While, you know, I understand you have great orders and I'm sure you are doing great job at executing those as well. But given that out of the 159 CR which was there, only 10 CRs we have been able to receive right now. So how big of a problem we feel that is, and how are we solving it for future?
See, the kind of business which we are into, Amitji, our customer is government, and mostly, you know, in any, across the industry, any company who is operating into this segment in transmission and distribution, specifically distribution, you will see them having an average, you know, data days of around 180 days. You can see, you can check all the, you know, companies. So we are also on the same, we are also in the same area. Though, based on our, you know, efficient monitoring and discipline and all, we are trying to bring it down. But again, it cannot be brought down suddenly. It will take time to bring it down. This quarter, we have improved it by 10 crores. Next year, again, we will try to further bring it down. So it will be a gradual process. It cannot be brought down, in few quarters only. And the challenges, again, I said, as the challenges for getting a payment realized from government company, it is always there. Strikes are there, you know, sometimes treasury gets closed at year end in April. They lock the treasury. So all those things are there. It takes time. But yes, we have got experience how to handle it. We are well prepared. We have observed it for so long. Majority of our customers whom we are executing the projects, we have got a good lineage. We have been working with them for past few years. We understand the process. And that helps us in reducing this entire, realization period.
Got it. And thanks for that detailed explanation. So my takeaway is you don't see that as a big challenge from working capital perspective. Understanding is very clear.
Yes, as on date, we do not see any such issue from working capital. And for working capital, it's as the company is growing, many multiple doors are being opened and is available for us. Like working capital, we are reducing the pressure on working capital by you can say, taking benefits of trades, taking benefits of purchase invoice discounting. We are convincing customer to go for surety bonds instead of bank guarantees. So all these measures, as we grow, these are becoming accessible to us and it is helping us. So going forward, we do not see any problem in working capital.
Great, great. This is really helpful. One last question. Given that you mentioned borrowings probably will slightly increase as the company grows and you have a big order book as well. But you're confident your margins with growing borrowing will continue to operate at the levels that we have done this quarter, or with increasing borrowing there could be a slight challenge on the margins?
See, as we grow or as the scale grows, the you know, obviously that the margins are supposed to come down. But in our kind of business, we have got different segments altogether. One segment is EPC, where as we grow the margins, we expect that margins will come a bit less. But again, we see some kind of a growth from our high margin business, that is products. So that will compensate, or that will you know, take care of the any you know slippage there. Given all these things, we are very much confident that these margins are going to stay, and it can even be better also. But it is going to stay.
And Amitji, I will just add to what sir said. You know, while right. in real terms, the quantum of borrowing can go up, but the ratio of the borrowing versus the revenue will always be on a positive side.
Got it. Understood. This was really helpful. Thank you so much for the time. Yeah.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Murtaza with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And firstly, I'd like to appreciate the effort taken by the management to actually take the effort to do disclosures quarterly. I really appreciate it, regardless of it being a mandate, not being a mandate for a SME company. So really appreciate that effort from the management. And so secondly, I would just want to get a better understanding in terms of the newer segments that we're looking into. Like firstly, we are talking about entering into BESS. So I just wanted to understand how exactly, as earlier also mentioned in the commentary, that we are looking into some projects. So just wanted to understand a bit better. Firstly, I hope, where exactly in the value chain are we trying to enter? And secondly, how are the pricing trends going on? Because sometime back the bidding, the pricing was a bit irrational a few months back. So just wanted to understand how things are right now. So firstly, regarding this.
Yeah, Murtaza ji, thank you. Thank you for the appreciation. Now coming to this BESS, as I said, we started exploring BESS business around a year back also. At that point in time, we came to understand that the prices are very volatile, and the prices which one needs to quote for 5 years down the line, that was also very uncertain. We were not getting, you know, confidence out of this entire BESS system. So we stepped back. Now again, we have, after a year has passed, we see there is some sort of stabilization into the market, some certainty is coming. So we have started exploring it again. We have identified one tender in Rajasthan, and we have identified one tender in Bihar. And again, these BESS projects, again, we are not going for large, 100 megawatt hours or something. We are going for smaller projects. We are tying up with companies who are not of bigger scale. And why we are targeting this smaller scale? Because we have got an expertise to execute projects which are scattered over entire districts or entire states. And these kind of projects, we do not see much competition. So a strategic move we have made, though it is at very initial stage, all the preparations are being going on, But this financial year, we expect some order book for this BESS also.
Understood, sir. So just to reconfirm, as of now, the guidance we have been given of 600 crore or 1,000 crore on FY 2028, we haven't yet considered the portion from BESS as of now.
No. The guidance, this is a new segment which has opened, or this is a new business line which is being opened. So it's totally new. Whatever it will contribute, that will be over and above.
Understood, sir. And so secondly, I would also appreciate if you could explain in a bit more depth regarding the development. Earlier, I guess it was mentioned that we are looking for a partnership in tech for the FPIs and the other products. So I would really appreciate where exactly are we in that, in terms of capabilities, what sort of investments or what sort of steps are left that we need to take to be ready for these segments of these products. And secondly, and also would like to understand probably in the medium term, how do you see this segment outlook going forward growing? I just wanted to also understand that.
You see, thank you for this question. Now, as I said, we make this communicable and non-communicable FPI, and there is a new generation of FPI which is called compact FPI, which is economical and has got better features also. So our team is developing it, and that development is happening for it's undergoing for last few months. So to expedite the entire process, we are in discussion with few companies who have already this technology. They are from, one is from Europe and one is again from Asia only. We are in discussion with them. I cannot comment on at what stage it is, but if it materializes, maybe in next 2-3 months, we will be able to launch our compact FPI. So that is on FPI front. On VCBs, yes, all the entire prototype and all those things are in development, and one is this development developed, we'll put it on type test charge. So it may take around a year for us to roll out the VCBs. And RMUs are at initial stage. So this is for the product development. For market, there is enough potential. Government of India is very aggressive on converting all the tier two and tier three cities also into smart grid. And whenever this smart grid comes into picture, our products like FPIs, auto reclosers, sectionalizers, even VCBs, RMUs, they are going to have a big volume. So I have already given those numbers in my previous earnings calls. I do not recall it, but there is going to be a huge market, huge requirement for these products going forward.
Understood, sir. And just one final thing. Is there any incremental capex that we will have to make for these products going forward, or we can, with the existing facility, just...
For FPIs, we don't need any capex, but for VCBs and RMUs, we need to have additional capital expenditure.
And sir, could you quantify, and will we be able to do it by internal accruals, or some sort of debt might be needed to look
this
upon?
It is at a very initial stage. We are yet to formalize how we are. In fact, we are yet to formalize what will be the capex, and then accordingly we'll make out how we are going to fund it.
Understood, sir. Understood. I hope probably in the coming quarters we'll have better clarity. So thank you. Thank you very much. All the best for the future. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Tejas Khandelwal with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask that our top line grew by 30%, but our employee benefit expense almost doubled, and other expense more than doubled. So why is that, and what would be the quarterly run rate for the rest of financial year?
The employee and other expenditures are, you know, these expenditures are in line with what we are going to achieve for the entire year. So, and if you'll, at the end of a year, if you'll see these comparisons, you'll see that our revenue is, growth is more than the growth in these expenses. So first we have to invest and then only we can, you know, get the returns on it.
Okay, sir. And what would be the, sir, peak debt for this financial year and the cost of debt also?
Peak debt?
Yeah. Peak borrowing.
Maximum debt around 130 crores will be the maximum peak debt what we see in this.
For this financial year, right?
For 20 yeah, for, yes. And cost is again, you know, that around what, around 9% it costs us.
Okay, got it. And sir, to achieve 1000 crores in FY28, I think we need to have at least 1500 to 600 crores of order book by end of this financial year. Am I right or is it something?
Yeah, you are right. In fact, we need to have somewhere around 2000 to, you know, between 2000 and 2500 crores of unexecuted order book in hand for achieving a revenue of 1000 crores.
Okay, so when can we expect the majority of the inflow of the order book?
See, it is a continuous process. It is a, you know, we have bid now, finalization, evaluation and closure of the tenders are, you know, dependent on government and dependent on customer. So by this financial year, anyhow, we are going to have that much of order book. We will ensure. And as I have said earlier, in this kind of business, there is no dearth of opportunities. We don't worry about inflow of orders at all. We need to be selective. We need to be choosing which order to execute. Because execution is the biggest challenge. We don't want to go very aggressively and book it now when we see there will be some opportunities which are going to come in future and which will be easier for us to execute. So we are waiting for the right time, and by this year end, definitely we'll be having that much of order book with us.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you so much. That was from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Amit Mehendale with Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my question is on the ROE. Like, how, what do you see is a sustainable ROE for this business, you know, 3 years, 4 years out?
ROE.
Return on equity.
Yeah. 1 minute, please.
Thirty percent
is our current ROE.
Last year.
Our last year ROE was 30%, and projections we have made. Projections we are yet to make. If if you want to discuss those things, you can come down. We'll certainly will answer you all those things. But last year ROE was 30%.
Sure, I'll connect offline for the ROE part. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference call over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank everyone for getting connected and giving us this opportunity to explain ourselves. As I said, Sooks Lloyd is going to be a long-term growth story, and we expect everyone to be a long-term partner with us. Do have confidence. Let us grow together. Let us try to help each other in growing. With this, thank you. Thanks a lot to all of you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Sooks Lloyd Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.